The Warriors take two from Jamestown in the bracket championship for GPAC softball, and the Jimmies fall to the Lancers in the opening round of the GPAC postseason tournament in baseball. I'm Jared Matheny with local sports from NewsDakota.com. Midland University Warriors defeated Jamestown softball team 7-5 and 1-0 on Thursday afternoon to win the Midland bracket of the GPAC postseason tournament. Jamestown, which won its two opening games, finishes the season with a record of 34-14. Miska went four innings in game one, allowing six runs on nine hits while striking out four. Jamestown was forced to play a second game against the Warriors for a winner-take-all championship, and a run scored in the third inning by Midland turned out to be all that the Warriors would need to get past the Jimmies in the GPAC championship game. Midland will now host Concordia, Nebraska in the GPAC Championship Series beginning at 11 a.m. on Saturday in a best-of-three format. The Jamestown baseball team fell 4-2 to Mount Marty on Thursday afternoon as the Lancers came from behind to win at Doan. Senior Drew Fitz pitched seven solid innings, but he continued into the eighth frame, and that is when Mount Marty put up all four of its runs. The Lancers led off the inning with a single and a walk before a throwing error off a steal attempt tied the game at one. Mount Marty would take the lead in the same at-bat as that throwing error as Billy Hancock homered over the left field fence. Fitz would be replaced after that, going seven-plus innings, allowing seven hits and three earned runs. Mount Marty would tack on an additional run in the eighth off of Cameron Jenkins after a Colin Muth home run as well. Jamestown is now 28-22 on the year, and the Jimmies will play Northwestern today at 12 p.m., and you can listen to that game on Jamestown 107.1. Stay up to date with everything happening in local sports over at NewsDakota.com. I'm Jared Matheny, and this has been your local sports report.